While most Republicans support President Trump's re-election, some are actively working to elect his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. It includes members of a group called the Lincoln Project, which is producing some of the toughest attack ads of this election season. Jennifer Horn, former chair of the New Hampshire Republican Party, is one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks explains how Horn became one of the toughest GOP critics of the president.
Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment declared, "Thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican." Jennifer Horn apparently missed that memo.
We believe that Donald Trump poses an existential threat to the Republic, that he is a threat to American democracy, to constitutional leadership.
Horn ran for Congress in 2008 and 2010. She lost both times and then led New Hampshire's Republican Party from 2013 until 2017. As a founding member of the Lincoln Project, Horn teamed up with other seasoned Republican operatives who built careers attacking Democrats. Now they've gone rogue, training their fire on the leader of their own party, President Trump.
"Thank you, Mr. President, for taking off the mask. Thank you.
There won't be a transfer.
For threatening America with violence when you lose.
Stand back and stand by.
Demanding only your votes are counted."
I don't feel like I've gone rogue at all. I feel like I'm the same person fighting for the same principles and the same values that I have my whole life.
Horn describes herself as a conservative who believes in traditional Republican principles of small government, fiscal restraint, and strong national defense. She says Trump has turned his back on all of that and more.
"We're not a party that stands up to dictators and tyrants around the world anymore. For so long, our nation has been a beacon of hope for freedom-seeking people everywhere. Donald Trump is destroying even that. But it's our party that has moved, not me."
It's morning again in America.
This famous ad, today, "Morning in America," helped re-elect President Reagan in 1984. This spring, the Lincoln Project recast it with images of rundown neighborhoods, long lines of people in masks, and COVID-19 patients in hospital beds.
"There's morning in America. And under the leadership of Donald Trump, our country is weaker and sicker and poorer."
The ad caught the attention of the Lincoln Project's intended target.
"Mr. President, if you want to make any comment about this Lincoln Project ad..."
"Yeah, no, I saw it. It's a group of major losers. They're Republican losers, and they should call it the Losers Project. Okay, thanks."
"I can only express my gratitude to the president for drawing attention to us the way that he did."
In a tweet storm, Trump called out the Lincoln Project members by name. And within 48 hours, the group raised $2 million. And Horn says their mission took off like a rocket.
"Part of this operation from the beginning has been about getting in Donald Trump's head, getting him off his game."
And the ads continue, relentlessly attacking Trump's record from his response to the pandemic.
"Donald Trump lied about it, rejected science, and still has no plan to save Americans."
To what he said about members of the military.
"He insults their deaths and injuries with his contempt."
To what he says and doesn't say about white supremacists.
"But you also had people that were very fine people."
To the state of his mental fitness.
"Such person, woman, man, camera, TV.
They know it's over."
The Lincoln Project urges Republicans to support Joe Biden, but some Democrats are leery. After all, these Republican strategists spent decades crafting arguments against Democrats. And the critics say by going so negative, the Lincoln Project is stooping to Trump's level. But Jennifer Horn disagrees.
"I would reject that argument outright because the difference is between Donald Trump and the Lincoln Project is that we tell the truth. I am very comfortable with our messaging strategy and with our ads."
There's really no way to measure if the ads are working. According to Gallup, more than 90% of Republicans still approve of the job President Trump is doing. That was apparent at a recent Republican campaign event in Hampton, New Hampshire, where Mary Gargiulo and Charlene Hurst said they're still big fans of the president.
"The reason I got behind President Trump, he was an independent free thinker. A lot of people don't like what he says. A lot of people don't like how he says it, but he gets things done."
"The president has been doing a great job on the economy, even after the COVID crisis. He's given me no reason to doubt that he'll continue doing that."
Trump supporters point out that he's lowered taxes, rolled back regulations, and put conservatives on the course. But Jennifer Horn says Those are fleeting issues compared to the damage he's done to American institutions and values. And she says sooner or later, the Republican Party, her party, will have to reckon with its complicity.
Going forward, Republican candidates are going to have to be willing to address whether or not they are a member of the party of Trump or the party of Lincoln. You cannot be both.
Jennifer Horn is a co-founder of the Lincoln Project. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.